I'd like to add my thanks to everyone in Singapore for your forbearance and cooperation, which has enabled us to bring this latest outbreak under control. As my fellow co-chairs have shared, we did not go into a full and painful circuit breaker to control this latest round of outbreaks. Instead, we took a targeted approach in identifying and managing the key areas of risk. And we coupled that with aggressive testing, extensive contact tracing, and accelerated vaccination. And this strategy has proven to be effective in bringing cases down and in controlling the spread. So now we are able to exit phase two heightened alert and resume more activities. And we will do so in a controlled manner and in two stages. The first stage will happen from 14th of June on Monday. What are some of the moves we will make? We will, as you heard just now, increase the current social gathering group size from 2 persons to 5 persons. We will increase the cap on the number of distinct visitors per households per day, likewise to 5 persons. And we continue to encourage everyone to limit the number of social gatherings to no more than 2 a day. So group sizes generally will go from 2 to 5. For venues like attractions, museums, and public libraries, we will increase the current capacity from 25% to 50%. For gatherings and events, we will also increase the size limits. This will apply to situations like MICE, sports events, cinemas, congregational services, as well as marriage solemnizations. Generally, for these types of settings, the guideline will be you can proceed with 50 attendees without pre-event testing, but with pre-event testing, you can go up to 250 attendees. There are some settings where masks are not worn, but these tend to be lower risk because people are not talking, and so we will resume activities in such settings, and that would apply, for example, to facial services, as well as to taking of photographs during a marriage solemnization. So you will be able to do that from 14th of June. So that covers the first stage of reopening. The second stage will happen from the week after, on the 21st of June. Then we will resume dining in at F&B outlets and establishments with the maximum group size of 5 applied in these settings. We will also resume other higher risk activities without mask on, and this would include activities in gyms, fitness studios, other types of mask off sports activities, in-person tuition and enrichment classes, which also has been higher risk. We will allow all of these to resume from 21st of June onwards. Wedding receptions and banquets will also be allowed to restart with a maximum of 100 attendees, including the wedding couple, and with pre-event testing required. We will still require everyone to work from home as a default during this period, even in the coming weeks. So employers should ensure that employees who are able to work from home continue to do so, and should continue to stagger the start time of their employees and implement flexible working hours. We think that's still necessary in order to minimize movement and to minimize risk. Some businesses will be effectively closed for another week because of this two-stage reopening process, so we will continue to extend the job support scheme to them during this period. With increased activity levels as we reopen and resume more activities, we must be prepared to see more cases. Because, as we all know, there are still hidden cases in the community which can easily flare up, especially with this highly transmissible variant. We won't be able to eradicate all of these hidden or cryptic cases in the community, so we will have to learn to live with the virus and then try our best to minimize transmission and minimize the risk of large clusters breaking out. How do we do this? First, we must continue to ensure compliance with all the safe distancing rules and safe management measures, especially in higher risk settings like F&B outlets where people do not have their mask on. So while I understand that F&B operators will be disappointed that they have to wait one more week before they can reopen, I would ask all of them to make use of the 1 week to really go through their processes, their protocols, make sure that their restaurant layouts comply fully with the rules, that diners, when they come in, would be 1 meter apart at least, and have good ventilation in their restaurants, because we know that these are high-risk settings. Second, we will introduce more regular testing. We will require this for all staff who work at high-risk settings without their mask on. And that will include dine-in, F&B establishments, facial services, saunas, gyms, and fitness studios. So anyone working in these kinds of settings will have to go for regular testing with the rapid antigen test kits that we've talked about. So we will introduce this new fast and effective testing regime for high-risk workers. And the details of how to go about the testing will be announced later. Third, we will have faster and more comprehensive contact tracing as we have been doing this past few weeks. So each time we pick up a positive case, we will move in quickly with surge testing and with a very wide ring fence to contain the spread of the virus. This means that more people will have to be tested, potentially more people will be issued quarantine orders or even mandatory stay-home requirements. And each time we pick up a positive case, we may have to subject that workplace, the F&B outlet, or even the entire mall to closures, perhaps for 2 weeks, in order to ensure that that case doesn't spread out into the rest of the community. In other words, we will take more aggressive, localized actions, and we will try our very best to avoid having to impose general nationwide restrictions like another circuit breaker. We think that's the way to live with the virus while enabling most activities to resume. So with all the moves that I've just described over this two-stage process, we will essentially be moving back to phase three heightened alert. It's not quite the full phase three. We call this phase three heightened alert because there are still these restrictions in place. And that's because we are reopening in a cautious and controlled manner and maintaining very strict controls at our borders. We need all of these controls in place until our vaccination rates are higher. Look at the experience in America as an example. More than 40% of people in America are fully vaccinated, two doses, and about 10% of them have been infected with the virus. So we're talking about an immunity of about 50% or more, slightly more. And with that coverage, already you can see their infection rates are steadily coming down. We are not there yet, but we will get there soon. We expect 50% of people in Singapore to be fully vaccinated in August. And by October, we should reach an overall vaccination rate of 75% or hopefully more. So as we progress through these stages, we will ease our restrictions and gradually restore our normal lives, both within Singapore and at our borders. Then we will move to phase three and even beyond phase three to a new normal phase of living with endemic COVID. Meanwhile, let's continue to stay focused, united, and work together so that we can reopen safely.